Welcome, everybody, to Hidden Guardians Podcast, your only podcast hosted by actual Hidden Guardians. Today, I'm flying solo, folks. Bench is off. It's been a kind of rough week. And a lot of information has appeared in our laps since last episode. Well, we have more information about the final shape coming up through the gameplay preview. There's also a deep dive dev insights about a certain part of that gameplay preview, and maybe some other odds and ends here and there, but I'm going to try to keep this as short and sweet as possible because, it's easier to watch the videos, and I'm going to link in the description of the recap and the deep dive dev insight blog post for your enjoyment. The big things that came out of this Final Shape dev gameplay preview was one of the two of the things they've been working on since they've had this extra time to kind of, flesh out the expansion. Because, I mean, it's supposed to be the penultimate expansion. This is supposed to be the thing. 10 years. It's, this big massive story is finally gonna come to a close. The game's gonna keep going on past this, but this particular story, the Light and Darkness saga, as they're calling it, comes to an end with the battle against the Witness inside the Traveler, the heart of the Traveler, to be exact. Well, the two things that are coming out of this: number one, there's a brand new subclass coming. Surprise! It's not Red Energy either. It's actually called Prismatic, and it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. It's if you've ever wanted a subclass where you can pick and choose abilities from different subclasses, both light and dark, and build it into one particular guardian to make them so power crept that it's power creeping on power creep. Well, this is your subclass. Fantasies come true, and that is Prismatic. Hunter, Warlock, and Titan will all have that. The other main thing that I want to touch on is the original Vidoc that we got back in 2023 for the final shape before it was delayed. We knew there was two enemies coming, two new enemies, very similar to the Tormentor. One was a Stasis, one was a Strand enemy. Kind of like commanders, and they would sit back and they would, help marshal these other enemies on the field. Well, it turns out that, yeah, we're getting more than just two new enemies. We're actually getting a whole new enemy race coming with the final shape. They are, I keep forgetting their name, the Dread. There we go, the Dread. Rather interesting, and obviously, Tormentors are part of this. Those other two that I mentioned before are part of the Dread, but there's also new units past that that are coming to challenge the Guardian and make your lives living hells. Also, exotic class marks are coming back, but not like they did in Destiny 1. Destiny 1, they were pretty much just there to show your allegiance to a particular faction. So it was Future War Cult, New Monarchy, Dead Orbit. Each one had an exotic class item that you could earn from leveling up ranks with that faction. And it's basically, you put it on, and it said Life Exotic was a perk, so you can wear another exotic armor piece with it. I don't remember, other than just having like some little, kind of like a holographic display sticking out to show your allegiance, if there's anything really special about them or not. It's been so long since I played Destiny 1, and we haven't seen them since then. But these exotic marks are going to be, exotic class items, I mean, are going to be something totally different. And the big theme for this insight thing has been build crafting. Of all things, it is build crafting. And what I'm getting at here is Well, specifically with prismatic, the prismatic class. So you have the prismatic hunter, you have the prismatic titan, and prismatic warlock. Every one of them are going to have a mix and match of various starting bits and pieces. So let's look at the hunter to start. And a reminder, I will have this up in the description, link to this, which is the Prismatic Deep Dive, as well as the overall recap of the gameplay preview. So the Prismatic Hunter, when you first get it, you start off with Marksman's Dodge, Gambler's Dodge, Acrobatic Dodge. Okay, fine, that's good. You're gonna have High Jump, Strafe Jump, Triple Jump, and Blink to start. Okay, that's your class ability and your movement. Your supers you'll get to pick from are Golden Gun, Marksman, and Silence and Squall, which is Stasis. So you get to pick which super you want. You're also going to end up getting in the melee abilities Knife Trick and Withering Blade, which is the Stasis Shuriken and Knife Trick. Knife Trick, I think, is where you throw three knives. Starting Grenades, Swarm Grenade, and the Duskfield Grenade. And starting Aspects, you're going to get, are you ready for this? Winter's Shroud and Stylish Executioner from the Void branch. Now, the other things you can get when you find them either through unlocking story missions, completing other challenges, or exploring inside the Traveler, the heart of the Traveler itself, and locating these chests that have extra prismatic class ability stuff for you to add into. So your supers that you're going to have, and each class on this deep dive has a chart that shows you everything. But I'm just going to go over more in depth with the hunter, so you get a good idea for it. Super Storm's Edge. Okay, that's where you throw that big, where the hunter throws its spear and sticks into the ground or an enemy, and it just hits with a bolt of lightning and it has an AoE area and it keeps pulsing. Obviously, Golden Gun Marksman. Obviously, Silence the Squall. You're also getting Silk Strike, which is from Strand, and Shadow Shot Deadfall. That is the long-term tether Shadow Shot. You fix it. It kind of lays there dormant. Something comes close to it. It activates and starts grabbing. It lasts longer than the Mobius Quiver, which is the multi-shot. You'll also be getting out of your melee abilities, so continue with Arc. Combination Blow. Yeah, so you get a kill with it, you dodge, get a kill, dodge, get a kill, dodge, keep going. You're going to get the Arc Bolt Grenade, and you're going to get the Ascension aspect. For Solar side, obviously Knife Trick, Swarm Grenade, and you're also going to get the aspect Gunpowder Gamble. Yes, let's throw bombs, that's awesome. Stasis, you already know. We get Silence and Squall, Withering Blade, Dustfield, and Winter Shroud. So you know all the Stasis stuff. For Strand, it's Silk Strike. You're getting the Threaded Spike, the Grapple Grenade, and the Threaded Spectre. So you can leave your little decoys. I'm interested in seeing how Silence and Squall and, well, actually, I should say, Stasis and Strand working in unison together are going to go off. If I just wanted to, build a loadout just with those two. For Void, Snare Bomb. Okay, that's your little smoke bomb. Magnetic Grenade. And obviously, Stylish Executioner as you're getting that. And this is what the class entails. And out of all this, that's just your abilities, your supers. Then there's an assortment of fragments that you get. And there's a total of 21 fragments on release. 12 of them are previewed. We get stuff like Facet of Balance. Rapid kills with light damage grants melee energy. Rapid kills with dark damage grants grenade energy. Okay. There's also stuff like Facet of Hope. Class ability regenerates more quickly while you have an element buff active. So element buffs for light, for example, would be Amplify, Cure, Restoration, Radiant, Devour, Invis, Void, Overshield, and dark would be Frost Armor and Woven Mail. Okay. Facet of Dawn. Some of these are like, combo powers. Then you have stuff like Facet of Dawn, which is solar only. Powered melee hits grant you radiant. Powered melee kills grant you and nearby allies radiant. Okay. It just says powered melee kill hits, and it doesn't say that it can't be a strand powered melee kill or hit that gives you radiant. You see, this is where it's gonna get kind of nutty. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of others that aren't listed yet. What you need to know is that under your super bar, which you normally have, there's now going to be two other little bars, one light, one dark, and they're going to be filling up depending on what you're doing and what energy type you're getting kills with, stuff like that. So if you're getting all light stuff, the light side's going to fill up faster. You get the dark side filled up with dark stuff, yeah, you get both filled up, then you can go transcend it, if I'm remembering correctly. I mean, you do that, everything kind of like ramps up for you. Let's see what it says. I'm gonna give you a little thing here. When both sections are charged, you enter a state of transcendence, which grants you unique modifiers. These include increased ability, stackable weapon damage buff, and the ability to break witness empowered shields that are otherwise invulnerable. And the big thing is, instead of having like a unique super, when you're transcendent, every class gets their own unique combo light and dark grenade. So for the hunter gets one called the Hellfire Spike. Think like a trip mine grenade or one of the void light grenades that stick in the wall and just like beam out. Except the Hellfire Spike. It's a combo of solar and stasis, and enemies that get into it are going to get scorched. They can ignite, and they're also being slowed because the field is a slowing field. Titans, their grenade is called the Electrified Snare. So, thinking of those two words, obviously, arc, so you're going to jolt with this grenade. But also, you're going to suspend with this grenade too. I think it's kind of like a sticky grenade, almost. And warlocks get the freezing singularity. So yes, it is void and it is stasis, where the void side's going to suppress things in this black hole explosion, while stasis is causing, once again, everything to be in a slowing field. It's going to be kind of nutty. These three new additions, well, this one big addition, this new subclass, looks pretty crazy. The footage is very wild, where people are, you're watching the footage, and it's kind of hard for me to adequately do it justice. When you're watching it, you're seeing just everything happening. I think there's one time where I see a warlock use, I think, Phoenix Dive. On impact, it does this burst, I think, of stasis, and it releases Threadlings all in one usage of your class ability activation. Nutty. And just for the hell of it, then they snap their fingers and they get the solar snap out of it. Okay. Now, Prismatic, this new subclass, is just, remember, this isn't like the only thing coming. When you're in the Traveler itself, the light classes are getting new stuff on their own, too. They're all getting their own new supers. Each one gets a new super. They're all getting new aspects, you know, all this other stuff. So there's a lot of new abilities coming. So if you want to play these big combo classes that seem really broken from just the very slickly produced video sequences that I've seen, or you want to be more of like a, you know, subclass purist and stick with just the full kit, you're going to have a lot of options to build from. Again, build crafting, big part of this. To add to this build crafting nuttiness is going to be exotic class items. Now, what they say about these things is that Guardians can push their prismatic builds even further with the new exotic class items coming in the final shape. Exotic class items work specifically with prismatic subclass, so you have to have a prismatic subclass on. And each will roll with two random exotic perks inspired by a selection of other exotic armor pieces, even from different classes. That means a hunter could have an exotic cloak with some of the unique qualities of Assassin's Cowl. Okay, that's where you use a powered melee or finisher, and it turns you invisible and gives you some health back, stuff like that. Yeah. Combined with parts of Liar's Handshake. That's where you hit with the melee. I think it's called Cross Cut, where you get a successful melee kill. The next one does like a multiplied version of damage, so you can do even more damage with a punch. It says, on the other hand, Warlocks get an exotic bond with rolls of Apotheosis Veil and the Star Eater Scales. That's a Warlock and Hunter. And Titans can get an exotic mark with parts of Ophidian Aspect and Precious Scars. So, yeah. They're going to roll randomly. I don't know if we're going to be able to focus getting these things, but the idea that you can absorb two different, possibly, I don't know, can you equip another, I can't remember if they said this or not, but the exotic class item, is that the exotic armor piece then? And you don't have any other piece, or can you have an exotic armor piece and an exotic class item equipped? And I kind of remember there was that perk called a Life Exotic, which allowed you to have at least one extra exotic armor piece on. It gives you an extra exotic armor piece. That's really, really, really bonkers. If not, still, that's bonkers, because now you can really kind of customize how you want to roll your Guardian if you find the right exotic class item. In addition to the full suite of stuff when you finally unlock it all for the Prismatic subclass. I can't even tell you how many combinations there might be, but it's going to keep people occupied for a while, especially the Buildcraft people, as they're getting different versions of these exotic class items. They're going, oh, we got to add this, we got to do this, we got to try this, and seeing what works, what doesn't work. I don't know how Bungie's ever going to really effectively balance this stuff. I think I mentioned Avenge maybe a couple shows ago that, you know, when we were looking at what was coming potentially for the Brave Arsenal that's now available in Into the Light right now, I kind of said that, you know, at this point, as long as it doesn't break the expansion, specifically like day one raid race, stuff like that, it's got to go wild. They got to go big. They got to go wild at this point. Don't worry so much about trying to keep everything so perfectly balanced, so tuned in, so pulled back, that While you have all these cool abilities, nothing really, really, really makes you feel overpowered. At this point in the game, you're inside the Traveler too, so it's the source of the light powers itself, and you're going to be supercharged. Prismatic is showing that. Just go to town with it. Just have fun with it. I think that's what they're going to do, and personally, I think that whatever is in the future, then they'll start fine-tuning things after the initial, hey, you've had your fun for a while with the final shape. We're going to kind of walk back some things, retool some things, and get everything in a happier place. I do hope the Prismatic subclass doesn't totally overshadow the other light classes. I'm kind of worried about the two darkness classes being completely overshadowed. I'm still wondering though, because this is a combination class. Will there be still a third pure darkness subclass that they could add into this later as well? Maybe down the line. Who knows? The other thing is the Dread. The Dread are the new race of enemies. Honestly, it's just easier if you just watch the videos and stuff. Everybody was freaking out over the flying units. Yes, there's flying units. Yes, they actually have wings. They're like bats. They have like, the resonant energy guns that they're firing at you, but they could also like charge up and blast out like this sonic blast out of their mouths that I think suppress the Guardian's abilities for a certain amount of time. By the way, they are also revisiting the displays for buffs, debuffs, things like that, countdown timers, all that's getting a rework and a pass over, so things are easier to see in your feed as to what you have up and running, and it's a lot clearer for people. There's some interesting units. I actually think that for just look's sake, I'm kind of partial to the Stasis and Strand Dread Scions. It's like the Witness took the idea of a Scion that works for the Cabal and made his own versions of them. And they're pretty nasty. I mean, the Strand one has a pull where they can pull and reach out with like this, green wave. If it hits you, it grabs you and like rubber bands you back towards them. You can actually go past them. So it could technically throw you off the side of a cliff, slam you into a wall, stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And when you have multiple of them pulling you in different directions at once, I don't know how that's going to work, but it's probably going to be pretty interesting to fight against. So let's just leave it at that. There's this melee unit that just gets right in your face that has like these two big blades, one that it carries on each arm. I mean, it just wants to get right in you. I mean, I'm thinking like Wolverine from the X-Men, like really up in your face type combat. But when you take them down, if you don't take them down in the correct way, they kind of release like this specter of energy that makes a beeline right for you that you either have to destroy before it hits you, or I think it detonates and does a lot of damage. It's kind of like a last stand type attack. Obviously, the Tormentors are here as well. They're big ass melee weapons and crit spot in their chest. By the way, the Taken Blight public offense, especially in the Dreaming City, is where people have seen it. Instead of triggering the heroic version and getting like a large taken monster you have to take out, now the Tormentors are coming in. A Tormentor appears in the heroic version. So that was a neat little change that was not mentioned in the patch notes. That just happened and people saw them and were like, what the hell? I'd kind of be like that too if I saw a tormentor out in the field in general, you know, like the EDZ walking around. Hell, hey, there's a tormentor. The hell, get away. Yeah, so you'll have to see the video that shows these new this new race, essentially. It's a whole new race of enemies. It's the first since the Taken. That's kind of neat. What else do we got here? Yeah, and I'll have the things up so you can take a look at. Once again, links in the description. Anything on the Twid? Yeah, I talked about the buff channels, critical info, stuff like that. Yeah, even like the weapon perks, it looks like they're gonna go over where right above your super bar. So I think on one screenshot, and I think I'll even link the Twid from this past week. You see like one for all in one quiet moment with the timers above where your super bar would be. So it's right there above you, right above your ammo and everything, so you can see it. It's not in the same feed that says, oh, you have radiance, oh, you have restoration going, or you have negative effects happening to you. And it looks like they're clarifying some of the icons for them too, like their appearance in the HUD itself, to make more sense. There's also some rotations coming June 4th, when the final shape goes live. Trials of Osiris, Unexpected Resurgence Glaive is going out. Cataphract GL3 Heavy Drone Grenade Launcher last week will be April 23rd to get your hands on one. The Messenger Pulse Rifle, the last week to get it, will be May 14th. Igneous Hammer Hand Cannon last week will be May 21st as Nightfall, as Trials Rewards. Nightfall, Braytech Osprey Rocket Launcher, April 9th, so that's already gone. And the Loaded Question Fusion Rifle's out on April 23rd, so you have till this next reset to get it. Iron Banner, Jorm's Claw Pulse Rifle, last week's April 30th. Bite of the Fox Sniper Rifle, April 30th. Pressurized Precision Fusion Rifle, I think that is Strand, April 30th. And Swarm of the Raven Heavy Grenade Launcher is April 30th. So all four of those are going out on April 30th. I think that means we may not have a Iron Banana in May. Yeah, that's okay. We don't need one. By the way, Whisper mission is live, so you can go in and get your Whisper of the Worm exotic heavy sniper rifle that is craftable, and get the various unlocks to customize it while you're crafting through finding, I think, what are they called? Oracles that appear. And I think there's only a two a week, I think. Like two appear a week in the Whisper mission. So, you know, knock yourself out. But coming up, I think April 30th also, the 0 hour goes live. And that'll be for the Outbreak Perfected, which will be craftable as well. And new secrets and all that stuff. Yeah, so it looks like there's a healthy bit of content that's been added in addition to the stuff that we saw last August in the Final Shape Showcase. I will say at the start of this dev gameplay preview for the Final Shape, Luke Smith, some of you may not know, but Luke Smith was the guy for a long time. He was kind of the lead on the Taken King. Kind of became the game lead itself through Destiny 1. Think that kind of changed going to Destiny 2, but he's kind of one of the guys up there. But he was the first person to show up on the screen. He did say that when we've defeated the Witness, then we will talk about what's coming up next and what's happening in the future. So by that, I think that probably I'm gonna shoot a guess here, August of this year. got to give people time to play through everything. They got to do the raid, whatever final missions there are. Give people time to digest and work through the expansion proper. I think about August, maybe mid-August, I'm expecting another showcase, pre-recorded, highly produced, and slickly shown off, talking about, probably the episodes, what probably is coming right after the episodes, and what their plans are for the future. Is this going to just be more Destiny 2 with another saga? Because they just say they wanted to start another saga. Is it going to be Destiny 2 with another saga? How are they going to fit it all in? Are they going to start sunsetting again? Are they going to be removing stuff? Or are they just going to go and start over with Destiny 3? I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea at this point. But we'll find out after the witness goes down, sometime probably by the end of the summer, we're going to have an idea as to what's coming down the pike. And that'll be it for this. I know, like I said, short, sweet, all that. When Venge is back, we're going to actually go back and hit this up, get his thoughts on everything, and then I'll start sharing a little bit more of my thoughts on it overall. But I just wanted to get the info out there for you all to listen to this week. So, if you like stuff like this, you like stuff that are maybe a little bit shorter or sweeter, hey, Spotify for podcasts. Go over there, click that like button, and we like it when people like our stuff. But if you don't, we still appreciate that you listen to us, truly. Next week, Ben should be back. If there's anything new to talk about this week, we'll touch on it quick, but then we're going to go right back into this so we get his feedback about everything that came out. Maybe touch on what we think of Into the Light so far, etc. and so on. In the meantime, I'm Outrider. Thank you for listening. Be well, everybody. Take care, and bye-bye now.